You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking of huge deals, here we go. Buckle up. Old Randy Duhier is here. And as usual, I find myself with a completely, totally, 100% different opinion than the majority of folks out there. From Adam Schefter this morning, 7.02 a.m. Getting the agenda going for Schefter today. So whose waters are you carrying this morning? I'll read this tweet in Adam Schefter's voice. Attending his first combine as the Washington Commanders owner, Josh Harris has sat in and taken part in each of the six interviews that the team has conducted with the top quarterback prospects in this draft. Most owners don't attend the combine. Harris is not only in Indianapolis, but a part of the quarterback interview process. So here's what I've heard throughout the day on radio shows that I respect, from people that I respect, whose opinions I value. Whether I agree or disagree, I like listening to my friends, the Junkies, and B. Mitch and Finley, and Kevin Sheehan and company, right? Here's what I've heard.
If you were in charge of any operation, and you had a hiring that was this major, you'd sit in there. You'd do that. Which is totally fine that he's there. I like that he's there. It's good that he's there. He wants to see what's going on. He's involved. That's good. Interesting.
Now, I like Josh Harris a lot. His best quality is that he's not Dan Snyder. That's a great thing to not be one of the worst people we got. Dan Snyder sucks. Josh Harris does not. I like Josh Harris. I'm rooting for Josh Harris. He is a human being who seems to get it. He seems to understand people, seems to understand how to build good workplace cultures, the whole nine yards. I want you to imagine that you are a fan of a football team. Now I'm going to tell you, your owner's sitting in on quarterback interviews, not just sitting in for observational purposes. He's involved, taken part of each of the six interviews. Not just sat there taking notes because I've never owned a football team before and I want to see what these guys are saying to each other because I've never seen the process up close. I just am going to hear from consultants and Rick Spielman or Adam Peters or whoever. Now I'm going to tell you that owner's Jim Irsay. You feel good about that if you're a Colts fan? I'm going to tell you that Mark Davis is sitting in interviewing quarterbacks. You feel good as a Raiders fan? I'm going to tell you that the Cleveland Browns owner, the Haslams, are hanging out interviewing quarterbacks. You feel good? The Ford family sitting in interviewing quarterbacks. You feel good about that? Here's why we are all talking ourselves into it and accepting it. Because we like the guy. It's pretty simple. When we like somebody, we excuse whatever it is. When we like the person, we come up with very quick justifications.
If you was running a Fortune 500 company and you had an interview, you'd be there.
You're going to hear the same refrains throughout the day. You'll hear him on this show. You'll hear him on Overtime. You'll hear him on The Junks tomorrow. You'll hear it on Kevin's 9 podcast that he advertised on his regular show. Come on, I'm just funning. You're going to hear it over and over and over again, the same refrains. This is not exactly analogous, but bear with me. I like John Allen a lot. I'm a huge John Allen fan. That guy is an awesome dude. He is the kind of person that you love having in your organization. Really good player, stand-up citizen, awesome guy. In fact, when we were at the Ashburn facility last week and I didn't know where to go, Darius, when I walked in, was waiting for instructions, someone to tell me what to do, you know who I saw? John Allen, sweating from having worked. John Allen was in the building working. I can confirm that. That's not a report. I'm just saying what I saw. I like John Allen. You guys might recall, I'm not dragging it up to rip the guy. He gave a pretty uncomfortable answer to a question, then had to apologize and clarify. If you don't remember the story, look it up on your own time. Just trust me on that. It was an answer that rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, and everyone's going, hey, wait a minute. He apologized, and we all moved on. You know why? Because we like John Allen. We're John Allen fans. We all like John Allen. He produces on the field. He's a good dude. The net balance is way positive for John Allen. Way in the positive comp. Way more deposits in the bank than negative withdrawals. So we forgave, and most of you guys, I guarantee you, forgotten about the thing that I'm talking about. And I'm fine with that, by the way, because, again, I don't think we should be burying the dude. Just pointing this out. Now I want you to remember what happened with old Dust Up. Remember old Dust Up? Not real popular, old Dust Up. People didn't like Dust Up all that much. And Dust Up said some stuff. And as soon as Dust Up said his wild, crazy stuff, what did you guys want to do? You wanted to fire him. I'm all for firing him if his defense sucks. I'm all for firing him if he can't figure out how to get Chase Young to the quarterback. He couldn't. He got fired. Totally fine by me. But we didn't forgive old Dust Up. You remember why? Because we don't like old Dust Up. You see the difference? We love Josh Harris right now. And we should. We should love Josh Harris right now. He saved us from Bane's prison. He got us out of the abyss. We got a general manager. That's courtesy of Josh Harris and this ownership group. I am very, 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 very in the tank pro Josh Harris. I love the Harris ownership group. Is that clear enough for you guys? I love the Harris ownership group. Till they give me years of reasons not to, that's not going to change. I'm going to be more patient than all of you. I challenge you. I'm going to be more patient than all of you this coming football season. I will not be harping on their record at any point in time. I guarantee the majority of you guys will. You'll be pissed off if they're 1-5. The only thing I care about is this rookie quarterback and who's going to be here in a couple seasons. That's what I care about. They're trying to build something for you guys, and they'll drag your butt kicking and screaming along while they do it. I like Josh Harris. No one's going to hear that, though. No one's going to hear this part. I like Josh Harris. I have no interest in him being in those quarterback meetings. That's a no from me, dog. No, thank you. If Adam Schefter doesn't have this correct, and I have no reason to suspect that, if Adam Schefter has it wrong and all Harris is doing is just, he's like, I've never actually seen a quarterback interview process or a GM meeting at the combine. I just wanted to see it for informational purposes because he likes to be informed. Fine by me, I'll back off. Totally fine. But that's not what it says. Harris has sat in and taken part of each of the six interviews that the team has conducted with top quarterback prospects in this draft. The owner is asking questions of Caleb Williams, of Drake May. You guys, what if I told you last year that Dan Snyder has left the yacht and is in Indianapolis and he's interviewing quarterbacks? You would lose your minds because Dan Snyder screwed up everything every time. Every time he made a decision, it was the wrong one by miles. Yacht picks, Jeff George, Donovan McNabb, Carson Wentz. Finally got ourselves a cornerback. Get athlete's foot today, you loser. Anyway, if someone with a terrible track record was doing this, you would lose it. Harris doesn't have a terrible track record. So far, it's very good as far as I'm concerned. I don't like this at all. You have wonderful expert football people and Martin Mayhew still in your employ. They need to be the ones doing this. And if you're going just to be informed, I will apologize and back off. But I don't like this one bit. And I'm telling you, I'm the only one. Everybody else is doing the thing that I set up at the beginning of this little soliloquy. This little not a sermon, just the thought. Every one of you guys is going to excuse this because you like him. And you should like him. I like him too. This is not right. Don't do this. I don't want my owner meddling in the affairs of the football people. It's the point of having the football man. You see, when you get the football man, you allow the football man to do all the football man things. If you want to be a sounding board, by all means, use your incredible acumen across multiple sports Ask appropriate questions. Make people defend their positions. That's ownership. That's leadership. Yes to that. He's in the meetings. You saw it. You see this. Most owners don't attend the combine. Harris is not only in Indianapolis, but a part of the quarterback interview process. I think that's wrong. I don't think he should be doing that. And again, I still like him. We're way, 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 way in the positive column. I don't like this at all. Every one of you guys that's going to defend it, and I want you to do that now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.